A special prosecutor in Peru has accused former President Alberto Fujimori of ordering the murder of three Shining Path guerrillas 5 years ago. They were killed when military commandos raided the Japanese embassy compound in Lima in a hostage rescue operation. 12 members of Peru's special forces are under house arrest and accused of executing the rebels after they had surrendered in 1997. Anne Moncrief reports from Lima.
On a gray April morning, a stunned world watched as Peruvian commandos staged a dramatic rescue on live TV. With Hollywood-style precision, they stormed the Japanese ambassador's residence on a mission to free 72 hostages held by terrorists since a December Christmas party. Father Juan Julio Vick, a Jesuit priest who was one of the hostages, remembers it clearly.
It was terrible. I thought I had a few seconds to live, because the smoke, the explosions, the bullets, the noise, and I couldn't see anything.
After 12 chaotic minutes, one hostage and all 14 of the terrorists were dead. Ecstatic special forces, led by then-president and commander-in-chief Alberto Fujimori, echoed the sentiments of all Peru as they cheered outside the fallen embassy and sang a song of victory. They became national heroes. That is, until last month's indictment accused commando leaders of executing three of the terrorists and threatened to put them behind bars. Former hostage Vic.
I'm really even furious about it. The situation is sad because I am grateful to those brave soldiers. Thanks to them, we are alive.
The indictment says the orders to kill came directly from Fujimori and are the latest in a string of charges against the former president, which include murder charges linked to Army Death Squad massacres in the 1990s. Prosecutors also continue to try and establish criminal links between Fujimori and his jailed intelligence advisor, Vladimiro Montesinos. But Special Prosecutor Luis Valdez Valdivia says the new charges are not just another judicial tool to bring Fujimori home. Instead, he says, they are a measure of the nation's respect for law and human rights.
It's hard to convince the public nationally and internationally that it's important to initiate an investigation into acts against terrorists who themselves gave no value to human life. But it's important because it's exactly what makes us different from them.
That's hard for many to accept. Already, a Truth and Reconciliation Commission is raising difficult questions as it looks at military excesses during the country's 20-year war with guerrilla insurgents. The successful end to the embassy siege was one of the few clear government victories during that period. Many Peruvians still see the event as a defining moment in the end of terrorism and are reluctant to question its success. But newspaper columnist Mirko Lauer says the inquiry is an important step for Peru, whether it brings back Fujimori or not.
So I think there's going to be a bit of a struggle that will be very useful in terms of democratic education for the country. I see the judiciary and truth coming out on top. This may imply bending a little proceedings, not to have some people in jail or to keep them at home or whatever. But I think that in the end, there is the same pressure, the same state of mind, and the same decision that got rid of Fujimori Montesinos will surely make sure that this comes to a good end.
Polls show that that kind of compromise is exactly what the majority of Peruvians are looking for as the country takes this painful step on the road from dictatorship to democracy. For NPR News, I'm Anne Moncrief in Lima.